Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
7:21, Gail says, good morning, Howard. Has there been any recent photos of Pandor since the pager incident? No, well, I don't know, Gail. I'm certainly not trawling the internet for photos of Pandor. Do you know what it would do to my history? You know, my search history. That would be too embarrassing. And Sean says it is hilarious that Iran has a condolence book. It made my day. Well, there are funny things because if we don't laugh, I think we would weep into our cereal this morning or any other morning looking at the behavior of the ANC. But it really was quite something to see Durko visiting the Iranian embassy earlier this week, signing a condolence book with Iran, all while the Iranian regime is herding and rounding up people that they claim are dissidents and executing them. This is an embarrassment for South Africa. Why can't we see it? Why can't the South African government see how poor these messages are? Joining us this morning is Isabel Bosman. She's a researcher from the South African Institute of International Affairs. Isabel Bosman, good morning. Thank you for joining us. I hope that you are well.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on this cold morning.
Yeah, and they're telling us there's going to be rain tonight. Like, what is that? This is not appropriate.
I'm not looking forward to that.
No.
Just sun laundry.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm really sorry about that. Let's just talk about other matters inappropriate. Has Durko lost its mind? I mean, it's a very loaded question. I know. It's not a balanced question. I'm owning it.
I think we just need to remember that in this situation especially, we need diplomatic channels. We need diplomacy to prevail. And we need to also remember that states act in ways that seem rational to them.
Okay, that was a brilliantly diplomatic answer. But keeping diplomatic channels open can't only be on one side of it. They have rejected any form of connection with Israel. There's certainly been no condolences over the civilian deaths or the damage or anything else over the last, never mind the last 12, the, you know, the last couple of weeks, over the last couple of years. Yet Iran, who has stated its intention to destroy another sovereign state, is where South Africa is offering its condolences.
Yes, I think that's definitely an important element. Diplomacy certainly isn't a one-sided process. And I think that's why it's extra important to have other parties, that could potentially keep channels open and bring parties together around a negotiating table. I think that's where it becomes important.
Who is Durko answerable to? Isabel, can you hear me now? There seems to be it's a poor line. We can hear you now. All right, we're going to get Isabel back. But I would love your thoughts on it. 061-895-1019. We're talking to Isabel Bosman, a researcher at the South African Institute of International Affairs. And I'm really trying to understand what this is all about and how South Africa, how Durko could, with a clear conscience, go at a time like this, go and meet with the Iranians. I'd love your thoughts on it. And if it is the right thing to do, I'd like to hear that it's the right thing to do, but it just doesn't really make much sense to me. And that's something that I'm just trying to understand, because I do believe that these are things that we need to hold the South African government accountable to. Isabel, can you hear us better now?
There we go.
Oh, much better.
Sorry, I'm having a very unstable network.
Look, we're all unstable in our own way, Isabel. But let's just talk about Durko. Are they answerable to anybody? Can they go about setting policy like this that actually might not be in accordance with how the government of national unity, for example, has determined, what they have determined?
I will try to answer this question, but I just want to say that these questions are a little bit different to the line of conversation I was told we would be having today.
Oh, I apologize for that. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. But I'll just say that DOCA obviously has its mandate. It has the people that run it. They're responsible for executing that mandate. But it's still, I suppose one could say, is answerable to Parliament.
Right. And in terms of the Iran's behavior, Iran suspending itself from the nuclear watchdog, what are the concerns around that?
Concerns around Iran's decision to suspend cooperation with the nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, I think, firstly, it relates to monitoring and verification. So Iran's nuclear program has for decades been under strict safeguard cooperation with the IAEA, which is the case for any state that has a nuclear program. They enter into safeguard agreements with the IAEA that allows the watchdog to monitor and verify that what the state has declared as its nuclear facilities, the radioactive or nuclear material it has in its possession is true. And now, without that cooperation, we need to just remember that the IAEA, even with those agreements, still need the voluntary, they need to be allowed by the state to come and do the inspections. They can't just inspect. That channel has now effectively been cut off. And that's where the risk lies, because now what we previously had known through the IAEA has now been taken away.
The fact is, though, that Iran were very, very close to achieving a nuclear weapon, even with the IAEA. So I was just wondering practically if it will make much difference.
So the IAEA has termed Iran's nuclear program an undeclared structured nuclear program. And that wording, it explained, was because they have not found enough evidence for the nuclear program in Iran being a weapons program. But the concern for many researchers has always been around the enriched uranium. Listeners might recall in recent weeks, there's been mention of, I think, around 400 kilograms of uranium enriched to 60%. So uranium enriched above 20% generally starts becoming a concern, because then it's closer to the kind of 90% which is needed for nuclear weapons, whereas nuclear reactors typically have uranium enriched to like 5%.
Right. So it has always been a concern. It is 7:30. We do need to leave it there. Apologies that the line wasn't a good one. It did make the flow a little bit more difficult. Isabel Bosman, thank you for that. Researcher from the South African Institute of International Affairs.